This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let it be.
Let it be.
This is Hugh's song today.
Let it be. Isn't it Paul McCartney?
Let it be. The Beatles.
Yeah, oh, he was with the Beatles. Okay, just making sure.
Yep, nailed it.
No, I'm just making sure.
He is singing.
Yeah,
so, yep.
Because I know
song.
The time he went off and did his own thing. Yeah.
Okay.
It's your song to Alec Bowman and Rob Thompson.
Let it be. Well, you got, this is still fluid. See, the unfortunate thing about when we do these on a day-to-day, y'all try to pigeonhole me into like today.
That's right, today.
Don't work like that.
Like, have an opinion.
Well, I mean,
God forbid.
We're living in today.
It's just a fluid opinion. It can't be yes or no.
Well, here's mine.
It's not how we operate.
even when I'm working, I write in pencil.
What?
Because I like to erase.
Oh, no, I'm writing this in Sharpie. Yeah, cannot bat for tonight.
I don't use a pen.
You can cross things out.
I write
not submitting a map
No, it
paper.
Looks better when you erase. No. And you wipe off the paper?
Sometimes.
Kyle's chiseling in stone here.
You and this cat right here, y'all dig in every day.
Hugh, I can't have
can't
for tonight.
Can't wait till Kyle Jr. get here either.
What?
He's going to be a feisty
You're really
dude.
Rushing that situation.
I know. You got to stop.
Give the guy Kyle
Jr.
break here. All right, 215-592.
Somebody been listening to you.
Kyle's in trouble. 215-592-9494. Your guess for Hughes goes. We'll get to what Brandon Graham said yesterday because Hughes got some strong thoughts on it. And really what happened with his retirement. But the Alec Bohm situation, what are you doing? Benching him, dropping him in the order, that's what I would do. I'd put Castellanos 4 tonight. I would put Bohm down more like an 8 spot in the order to try to take some of the pressure off him or leave him alone. I mean, Hugh wants to just let it be, let it ride it out. It just feels like this guy is so far in his head. That tonight, I can't have him hit for it.
Yesterday was telling, though.
It was telling.
Four strikeouts? He was hot. Yesterday was telling.
And then he was arguing with the ump on the last one.
Yeah,
he doesn't usually do that.
Yeah.
He just feels like a player totally in his head. Will in the Northeast is up. Hey, Will.
Hey, Dream Team. How y'all doing today?
What's up, buddy?
All right. Listen, man. I really think you should move him to first bat. Let him bat first.
First?
What?
Yeah, let him bat first, man.
He's hitting 0.45. I can't have him hit leadoff. What are we doing?
Let him lead off, man.
No.
That's what he needs. I'm trying to tell you, man.
You want
to
give him more at-bats?
Listen, it's going to work, I promise. Because the whole thing is, he's going after all these guys, right? And it's more pressure on him. It's no pressure. You bat first, he's going to get a hit. All they have to do is tell him, all we want is a hit from you, man. He's thinking too hard. There's a lot on his mind. I've been said about the mental thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of players that suffer with that. But it's all about, listen, I want the teammates to give this man a hug and say, this is a we season, not a me season. All we need you to do is mentally get back to the hitter that you used to be the person that you are, man, and guess what you are? You're a winner, just like the rest of the teammates, the rest of your teammates. Let's get back to the basics, just get some hits, and let's come on and win this championship together, man. It's not about you. It's about the team now. And everybody is mentally chimed in except for you. So we just got to, you know, you got to work with him. Let him bat first. I guarantee you. he's going to start hitting, man.
No, I can't do that. Well, I can't. I can't.
I mean, come on.
I mean, it is an outside-the-box thought. So we've run the spectrum. Last segment, we had someone said, send him to AAA. This segment, we're going to hit him leadoff.
Is anyone, like, less suited to be a leadoff hitter than Alec Boehm?
Not right now.
He can't run. He swings at the first pitch. Yeah, like, what are you talking about, Will?
He's hitting 0-45.
Out of your mind?
Tell him to go back to the way he used to be. He used to
Alec, run. Oh, yeah. Well, why didn't they just do that from the get-go? Hey, Boehm, just be how you used to be. Okay, you got it.
Tone is so rough.
They didn't think of it.
Well, you know what they did think? We want to trade him, and then no one took him. That's what they thought.
Off your rocker, Will.
Exactly what y'all was saying about Castellanos. What did I say about him?
Right, you were right about that. Yeah, you did say to stick with Castellanos.
That's about as crippled as hitting an A-leg parlay.
Stop with that. This is kind of Will's bit. He resurrects the players that are just stuck.
They didn't put him at leadoff, though.
No, that's true. They did not.
You're pushing it.
Yeah,
and I'm telling you, the next guy you're gonna have to look out for, and I say late May, early June. Guess what? Tepler, he's a monster. You just wait till he's
late May. My blood pressure can't handle this. It's April 10th. I'm losing it.
No, you got to go out on a high note, Will.
You watch. But all right, listen.
Will, you got a guess for us? You got a guess for Hughes Clues?
Hey, look, all right, Hugh. I'm thinking like you said hot.
The hottest tour.
I believe hot is one of the names is in the title.
Oh, I know what he's saying.
Hopefully, I'm right. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'm thinking Hot Wheels.
Close.
Good guess, Will.
That's real close.
And that's...
You know how much Hot Wheels have changed over the years? When I was younger, the Hot Wheels, I'm here, so I just wanted to, you know.
Go ahead.
The Hot Wheels used to have details of the engines on the bottom. You know, they used to have a car, the year that the car was made.
Okay.
And they had intricate details of, like, the engine. It wasn't the, you know what I mean? It was just the plastic on the bottom.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't even do that anymore. They just write the name Hot Wheels and tell you, because they're mostly concept cars. They still do the original, you know, the newer cars. But they don't put that detail into the Hot Wheels like they used
not
to.
Not like the old days?
No.
It's like a lot of things. Not like
it's
the
not
old
like
days.
It used to be in the old days.
It's not. Chris in Yardley's up. What's up, Chris?
What's up, guys?
Hey,
what's
Chris.
Going on?
I am so happy, Kyle, that you mentioned that Alec Boehm can't run. I mean, he is 225 pounds. He's 6'5", and he only hits singles. And when he gets on base, he can't even steal a bag or he can't even, like, make it home. I mean, this guy right now is not only so bad with his attitude issues, but gosh, even his physical stuff. He has been a Philadelphia Philly for 6 years, and I can't remember a season where I have seen him hit homer after homer or can even hit for power.
Well, he doesn't. I think his career high is 20, and I would say his average year is probably about 15, 16 home runs.
Yeah, but for being as big as he is and being what we picked him third, I mean, what is he doing? He is to a point where, for me, it's really two things that get me with this situation. Number one, it's the fact that I believe that, yeah, mental stuff happens with players, but you can change your attitude. His attitude right now is, like, atrocious for the team. And it kind of brings me to my second point, which is when players are playing well, right, when Sosa is almost getting hit by a pitch in the face and then beats out a ground ball to give the Phillies the lead, when you have Nick Castellanos now hitting for power and not striking out as much, and you also have all these teams like responding to these players, Topper needs to go in and he needs to say, you know what, we need to reward our players for playing well. Like, even with Walker starting last night, it kind of shows, like, yeah, he got another start because he pitched well the first time. Now he's, you know, he shouldn't probably because of how bad he's been, but, you know, we have to reward our players for playing well. And I'm kind of sick and tired of this idea that we're babying Alec Boehm, even though he's been a Philly for, this is his sixth season. I mean, he's 28.
I know. When people call him a kid, I think it's the daycare stuff that people think that. Like, when people call him a kid, I'm like, hold on. He's going to be 29 years old this season. He's not a kid. He's in his prime right now. I mean, hopefully he bounces back, but, like, this is his athletic prime. He's not a kid.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
He is not a kid. And to be honest, for being, like I said, picked as high as he is, for having the expectation that he has, he's not even like a Bryson Stott or a Brandon Marsh or someone like that. Like, this whole daycare thing, like, we do expect more out of this guy. And honestly, this is not the first time we've had this conversation. He couldn't deliver in the playoffs. He hasn't delivered in many times in the past couple of years. This has to be like a slap in the face to Rob Thompson, but more so a slap in the face to Edmundo Sosa and Nick Castellanos, who get benched, who go back in the order. And they can never gain their way up, because then we put this baby at number three and number four every night, and he strikes out or he can't hit for power.
Yeah, Chris, I think you're onto something with Topper's got to not just manage Bohm, but the whole team. And if you're right, like, if Castellanos has earned to hit above Bohm in the lineup, there's just no question. He's a better hitter right now. And the Sosa thing, like, I Hugh mentioned this last week, it holds weight when the best pitcher on the team, when Zach Wheeler says he's my favorite player in baseball. That resonates. Like, if his teammates want Sosa to play over him, it's a problem for Topper, Hugh. Like, he's got to manage, like, I don't want to lose Bohm versus the other guys want Sosa.
It's more of a problem for Bohm than it is Topper. Topper's going to do what's right by the player. That's why, for me, this is a fluid situation, because at the end of the day, if he's not hitting, at some point you're going to have to move on.
It's like the analogy to Bryce Huff. At some point, they had to not play Bryce Huff and play guys that were better.
But see, here's the thing that I think Topper's trying to guard against. You want to give this player, and you're right, by the way, Chris, but you want to give him every opportunity to try to work his way out of this. And then when it's all said and done, if he can't, like, because at this point it's mental. It's on him.
Totally.
He can't compartmentalize what somebody's saying about somebody else, and it's not you. The only way you combat that is you have to play better. You can't start sulking and things of that nature. See, for me, that's the issue that he's dealing with. He's worrying about what happened a couple days ago instead of staying in the moment. Mm. So he needs to learn how to get past that. But I hear you. But they got him here for a reason, and they're going to try to work with him until they can't.
Well, I agree with you, Hugh. But I guess my thing is we've seen Trey struggle, right? We've been very critical of Bryce Harper. We've been even critical sometimes of like Aaron Nola, right? Mm-hmm. In the past. And I don't see these guys responding the way that Alec Bohm has. I mean, if it's really that bad mentally, then I'm all on board with benching him. I mean, originally I was going to say, just drop him down the lineup. He's probably still a better hitter than, like, Brandon Marsh or some of the other guys that we have. But if it's really that bad, which it could be, then I'm all on board with, we need to get this guy on the bench and we need to have him, you know, have some days off, because – if you can't, especially in this town, if you cannot handle adversity like that, I mean, gosh, like, he's going to be, he can't be a Philly at this point.
Well, especially, if they're trying to win a World Series. See, that's one thing 5 years ago when he's coming up and he's just trying to learn it and they're not a good team. They're trying to win the World Series. Like, you can't have this. You're trying to win the World Series. Chris, give us a guess for Hugh's clues. A popular toy when Hugh was young.
You know, I was going to say Hot Wheels, but you said it was something similar to that. The only thing that can come to mind is Hess trucks.
That's a good guess.
The Hess trucks, that's not a bad
Chris,
guess.
Chris, good guess, not it. But at least people are on it a little bit now.
Yeah, they're getting it.
Hughes giving out other clues.
Well, that's true.
What do you mean? Well,
I told him it was similar to Hot Wheels. That wasn't the first clue.
Well, it wasn't the first clue.
Yeah. It's not how this game works.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But they still ain't got it. Well, because you're just in your feelings, because you thought someone would get it in the 10 o'clock hour, and now you're careening towards this taking 3 hours.
What has happened is the younger callers are calling in. The OGs probably get this one. Because the younger callers, they're not thinking about stuff.
This is because someone called you old in the first segment.
No, I don't. Man, listen. Being old is a privilege. I'm not worried about that. It's a privilege to get this age.
All right. You know what was a privilege? Watching Brandon Graham's career. He's retired now, but it does sound like Brandon's going through some stuff in his head post-retirement about how the process went. Let's listen to BG. He was on with Kay Adams. Listen to how he described how retired he is right now.
How retired are you?
I'm 90% retired. I'm 90%.
I love that. That's my favorite answer. God, you have given me such gold over the years, and that is the best answer. You're 90%. Okay, let's break it down. The 90 I get, baby girl, yeah. Retirement, the torn tricep. All what's the ten?
The 10 is how much I want to continue to train the way I'm training. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm trying to look good and training for a game is different, but I haven't really changed that yet. I just want to go out there and speed it up to where I want to look good, make sure that I'm, staying fit, and while I'm still rehabbing my arm and making sure that when I do retire, I'm staying in the habit of that. Because a lot of guys tell me when they leave, you got to make sure you stay in the habit of working out, doing what you do, because this is our first time really being off and not really having to train for anything. So I got a new motivation. It's just to look good, because if I'm going to be on TV and want to talk and have my suits on, I got to be looking good.
So he said he's 90% retired, and then he talked about, he used the phrase, when I'm retired, as if he didn't just retire a couple weeks ago. Or right, how about that extra 10%? What's going on there, that 10% of Brandon that he's not willing to say he's retired yet?
So that 10% is just in case, but I doubt it, because I try to be a man of my word, and I don't want to have to play up in that back and forth stuff. I'm just going to accept it and just move on and get ready for what's next, because I feel like I'm going to make the next thing great. You know what I'm saying?
You will definitely do that, but all I heard was, you're not fully.
I know.
I heard the door is not cement, boat lock, master lock shut. I heard you're going to stay in shape, which you're going to stay in shape because in January, you might get we got to go face Mahomes. You told me you wanted to sack and you didn't get your paws on in the Super Bowl. And I feel like you'd answer that call. Am I right?
And you know what? We ain't there yet. But if it happens, we could say you say the first.
All right, sure sounds to me like he's leaving the door open. He also used the phrase accepting. He said he's accepting where he is. What is he accepting? Listen to this. This is Brandon Graham on with Jason Kelce and Travis on the New Heights podcast. I'm going to assume this is what he means by accepting his situation as a retired player. Now, here's BG with the Kelce brothers.
I'm going to be totally honest with you. I wanted to give it another run because I got hurt. And I was like, man, I got a whole bunch left that I can still do. I prayed before I had went in the day before. And I was like, I'm going to put it in his hands. If we don't come to a conclusion that we can do it again, I ain't even going to fight it. So when I walk in, he like, BG, like, what you want to do? I say, man, what you want me to do?
Throw it right back at him.
He was like, BG, this is such a fairy tale ending, man. I can't let you, man. And when he said fairy tale, I was like, all right, Lord, I'm done.
Hugh, what's your thought on all that? Because I heard that as it almost sounded to me like he didn't really want to retire.
No.
And how he, I don't know if the right word is, convinced him. This is the best way.
Yeah.
This is how you should do it here. But that, I don't know if that's what BG wanted, definitely wanted, because he said he walked in that room thinking he was going to play, and then he walked out thinking, I guess I'm retiring.
And I've said this to BG. You know how I feel about BG, and I love BG. And I told BG this, is that, man, you had the type of ending that anybody that has ever played this game dreams of. Read the room. Like, read the room, bro. I know you want to play. You're going to always want to play football. I mean, that's never going to go away. Like, there are Sundays when I want to get out there, and what they say, the spirit is willing, but the body is weak or whatever. I feel like that every Sunday. And a lot of times that motivates my workouts and things like that in my why. So, you know, you're going to always feel like that, BG. But read the room, bro, because there is nothing else left for you to do. That desire is always going to be there. That wanting to be in the locker room, missing that dynamic, it's always going to be there. But you need to move on, you know. And I know that for us fans, we don't want to see it because he was a hell of an Eagle. But BG has had a storybook career. He went from being a bust to the greatest Eagle that has ever put on his uniform. And I say that with full sincerity. The only cat to ever play in this uniform as long as anybody, he's the longest, and he's won 2 Super Bowls. There's nothing left for you to do but taint your legacy. And what I mean by that is because, BG, people look at you, and you know what they remember about you? They remember the 2-sack game you had with the Rams. They remember the relentless pursuit that you had to get a Super Bowl win in New Orleans against Patrick Mahomes. You know what they remember me for? Going down to Jacksonville and getting 3 sacks and then coming back to Philadelphia and getting hurt and losing in the Super Bowl. I mean, which I don't have a problem with that. That's just my reality. Your reality is you left the game playing at a high level. Brian Dawkins left the game playing at a high level. Jason Kelce left the game playing at a high level. I left the game on a stretcher. Ike left the game on a stretcher. John Ritchie left the game on a stretcher. And I'm being, you know, I'm elaborating a little bit because they didn't, but you get what I'm saying. We all got kicked out.
I guess that's how you end up at WIP.
But no, that's what I'm saying, though. You got kicked out. We all got kicked out. Read the room, bro. Just retire. There's nothing in your life you're ever going to want for except to play football. That's a fact. And if that's the only thing that you're ever going to want for, that's a hell of a life to have.
So I appreciate you have a perspective on this that very few people have. Like you literally live this, right? Like
yes.
As an Eagle and a pass rusher, like there's a lot of similarities between you and BG in a lot of ways. Hugh, as a fan of Brandon Graham, though, I feel conflicted about how he handled it. Because BG said he walked in the room wanting to give it another run, and he said, "Howie, what do you want me to do?" Feels like Howie retired him.
Well, Howie, inadvertently, he did. In a sense, he did. Because,
But Howie could have said, "Hey, we have a lot of young guys here. We're going in that direction. We love you. We could have a special day for you if you want to retire as an Eagle. But if you want to keep going somewhere else, we respect that."
Where are you going to go, though, Joe?
Well, I mean, someone would have taken him. He could still play.
Again, why?
Because he wants to play.
Joe, why? Though, I understand that.
Yeah.
But everything that I just said, why would you want to go play somewhere else?
Now maybe he would have said he ultimately didn't want to, and it would have ended up the same way. And just the way he presented the story, how he didn't give him those options, how he basically said, "Come on, man, this is a fairy tale, and let's just do it this way."
Yes.
I almost feel like he got coerced into retirement.
Well, Brandon's played what, 15 years?
Yeah, but he said he walked in the room wanting to give it another run,
and he's gonna Joe, you're gonna always feel like that. But Brandon's body is starting to break down.
Well, obviously, like, yes.
Now that's a fact. You had one injury. And then you turn around and had the same one back to back. That's, you know who to talk to you when they do stuff like that happen? Jesus. Jesus is trying to tell you, son, you've ran your race.
So
you've ran your
race. Howie and Jesus retired.
But Jesus is telling you you've run your race, bro. Yeah. There's nothing more for you to do. You have reached the pinnacle. I guarantee you sitting here right now that you could ask a couple Hall of Famers that never went to the Super Bowl, would they rather have their Hall of Fame career or the career that BG had? Some cats taking BG's career
I think you're right.
To leave the game the way that he left. Emmitt Smith, Super Bowl winner, Hall of Famer, left on a stretcher. Left, went out there and played until he couldn't play anymore.
He was averaging like 2 yards a carry for the Cardinals.
BG leaving the game on top. He leaving the game in rarefied air. There's not a Hall of Famer that's in the Hall of Fame right now that I can think of, and I might be just being facetious at this moment, but I'm cooking. There's not too many guys that have played this game that could say they had the career and the ending that BG had.
It's rare.
James Harrison, great Steeler, maybe a Hall of Famer, Super Bowl champion. He went out on a stretcher. He went out playing for the Patriots, and they lost. You can't top what BG's done.
So basically, you think he should accept it?
Man, listen. Watch your kids grow. You're gonna always want to play football. You're gonna always want to do that. You're gonna always want to impart your wisdom on the young guys. You can do that because you are the OG. You're goated. So leave it like it is, man. That's my advice. Leave it like it is.
215-592-9494. How does the BG thing hit you? Because it just does feel like he wanted to play, and how he said, it's probably better if you retire. Where do you come down on that? I feel conflicted because it feels like BG wanted to play and how he retired him. I don't know if they gave him the option of you could go elsewhere if you really want to do that. 215-592-9494. Back to your phone calls on all those. BG and Alec Bohm, what should they do? Bench him, drop him in the order, which is what I would do, or just let it ride. That's what Hugh wants to do. You could weigh in on that next, and let's give people a second clue on the other side because they need it. Pugh, you thought this would be an easy one.
It was easy. Mm. People ain't thinking.
Well, obviously not. 215-592-9494. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Swing into the biggest golf event of the year with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, where every putt and drive can bring you closer to victory. Right now, all customers get a profit boost every round of the first major. Boost your winnings on any of the outright winners to first-round leaders to tourney matchups and so much more. I have my bet in on Colin Morikawa. FanDuel is your go-to for betting on Augusta, tee off with a variety of bet types, and live bet as the tournament drama unfolds. So don't wait. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, and swing for some green at Augusta. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official part of 94 WIP.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.